Greenclaw curled his lip derisively.
A likely story. Bring in the fox!
Nightshade was prodded in at spear points by several soldiers who did not want to get too close to her. Greenclaw asked Swart,
"Have you ever met this vixen before?"
"Never in the light of day, though I often see her in dreams."
"This is all nonsense!"
snapped Greenclaw as he paced the dais steps angrily. The vixen shook her staff warningly at him.
"Do not mock what you cannot understand. None has seen me in this camp before, yet I knew of Lord Beauflegg's death long before I came here. I am the messenger of death and fate. I see visions in the stars, the wind, and the eyes of many."
Greenclaw had heard enough. Drawing his sword, he came at the vixen.
"Didn't your visions tell you that you'd end up dead today?"
Scrot stepped in the way, knocking the sword aside.
"Put up your weapons, don't! The fox is a seer. It is bad luck to slay one with gifts like hers."
"A seer?"
sneered Greenclaw as he sheathed his sword with bad grace.
"Well, tell us what you see, vixen."
Nightshade shook her staff until the shells and bones attached to it clattered ominously. She shut her eyes and wailed,
"Seasons of glory will come to the hoard. No beast will lack plunder while Sixclaw is lord."
Greenclaw was furious. He turned on Swart, but the ferret was ready, and before the stout captain could unsheathe his sword, Swart grabbed the carved spear from Agal and slew Greenclaw. Nightshade was still chanting and wailing,
"All beasts who challenge the Sixclaw will die. Dark forest gates will reflect in their eyes."
Swiftly she moved among the captains, staring wildly into their eyes. To a beast, they believed the seer's words, and all looked the other way, avoiding Nightshade's mad stare. Then Swart Sixclaw strode dramatically forward, and holding the vixen's face between both paws, he stared steadily into her eyes, saying,
"You shall be my eyes and see all for me. No beast will be able to hide secret thoughts against me."
Thus it was that the ferret Swart Sixclaw became warlord of the great horde, with only a few gifts, two belts, a spear, a good flagon of wine, and one other thing, a silver drinking cup whose rim and inside had been smeared with deadly poison. With that, and a clever vixen,